The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Besechet Menachot is very easy, Noach, and that's Daf Nun Chet, and we're holding one-third of the way down. The last thing that we learned was that we darshan from the word Otam, that you cannot bring anything from Se'or V'Dvash other than the Korban Reshit. In other words, either you bring the Bikurim Min HaDvash or you bring the Shtealach Min HaSe'or. And this is true not only of a Yachid, but even of a Tzibur. And therefore, it is impossible to bring a Korban Nedava from a Shtealach. Now, if it would have been possible to do such a thing, then it would have meant not that we would bring literally the Shtei HaLechem with the associated Korbanot Shlamim. That wasn't our Havamina. Our Havamina was that we could translate the idea of the Shtei HaLechem into a type of Mincha. But that, of course, would have been a Mincha of Chametz. And we would have treated it as a standard mincha, except that it's chametz, which means we would have actually brought a kometz on the mizbeach. That was the havamin of the Gemara at this point. And therefore, we ask from the following braita. Asks the Gemara, you're trying to tell me that shtei halechem lo yikaravu nedava? It is impossible to bring a nedava of the shtei halechem. What do you do with the following braita? Vahatanya. Supposing the Torah would have said, kol se'or lo taktiru. So then, isn't that enough to include kol devash? Just say kol se'or v'dvash. Lama nemar kol devash. Or if it would have said kol devash, so then lama nemar kol se'or. Whatever it is that the kol is adding, which remains to be seen, but whatever it is that it's adding, surely we don't need to add it separately, do we? We do indeed. Did I finish it? In either direction. In other words, whichever one you feel is more fundamental, say that one, and we'll learn the other one from it. The only solution is that there is none that is more fundamental. Because yesh b'se'or ma she'ein b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash ma she'ein b'se'or. Each one could be seen as being unique and not applicable to the other. What is that? Se'or, after all, is hutar michlalo b'migdash, is in one case completely acceptable in the Beit HaMikdash, whereas Devash is not hutar bichlalo b'migdash. There's never a time where a korban is brought of Devash. I can't think of a single time when a korban is brought of Se'or. Okay, but that's obviously going to be the key to understanding this entire sugya. Devash hutar b'shiarei menachot. When it comes to the shiarei menachot, if you want to put in some fruit juice, that's perfectly acceptable. Because after all, remember we darshaned earlier, l'moshcha l'gdula, k'derach sham lachim ochlim, and the kohen is allowed to eat things in the most appetizing fashion. There certainly is no iser of adding dvash to the shirayim. But, as we learned before, chelkam, when with se'or, is lo hutar b'shiarei menachot, lo te'afeh chelkam natati. So even chelkam cannot be lo te'afeh chametz. So, therefore, because of this, ha'mipnei sheyesh b'se'or ma she'ein b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash ma she'ein b'se'or, hutzrach lomar kol se'or, hutzrach lomar kol d'vash. So, the braita concludes, that explains why we would need the ribui, whatever that ribui is for each case separately. Now, getting to my discussion. There isn't, other than meats, if you mean what we call meat, which would be things like the boiled fruit or the mixed fruit. If meats means literally, as it does in the original, to be mutzitz, that is to say, to crush the cream, there is no doubt. That is divine.
So why isn't wine a kosher?
It is. It's not. It is exactly the same. You cannot mix wine with anything.
There's no dvash in the
That's right. There isn't. Yes, but you can't, it doesn't go, it doesn't, it's not brought as a carbon. That's what it says. This is what the issue revolves around. Because right now what troubles us is that the shtei alechem are also not brought on the mizbeach. So they're no different than the wine. So why are you telling me that this is mutter and this isn't mutter? Ah, I know why. Must be that you can bring the shtei alechem as a nedava, and then of course you would have to take a koma to put it on the mizbeach. So it must be that they literally are brought on the mizbeach. That's the point. Later on, we're going to flip it and ask it in the other direction on the dvash, once we conclude that that isn't the case. So that the whole sugya is really revolves around this issue. Now let me conclude. I, having quoted you the braita, I ask you, what do you think the braita is referring to, huh? So, or it says, is hutar mikol lo b'migdash. Where the heck do we ever bring a carbon on the mizbeach of Sa'or any more than we would of Dvash? It's got to be, my new love, shtei alechem, the carbon of Dava. It's got to be a case where a carbon is brought as in a Dava and a komet is taken from the shtei alechem, which is then put on the mizbeach. Bingo! There is a case of a hakrova of Sa'or. Omer of Amram lo. Absolutely not. It's not what it's referring to. It's actually referring to the shtei halechem themselves. But the point is, it's to the likarev imahem. Now, in other words, let us understand the rationale behind the avamina, or I could call it the maskana, but it's the Rav Amram's finish. Like this, what we thought was that kol se'or v'chol dvash lo taktiru means literally, don't put the se'or and the dvash on the mizbeach. But not that the se'or and the dvash are prohibited to be brought to the mizbeach. Remember that we opened up the sugya, and we've seen fascinatingly from many, many different sides, that we are really exploring the meaning of the word korban. Does a carbon mean literally burned on the mizbeach? Does it mean put on the mizbeach? Is it even to be put it on the kevesh? What exactly is it? Does it mean completely burned maybe on the mizbeach? Because Tosfos suggests as a possibility not only that it should be put in the fires of the mizbeach, because there's different words that are used. There's lo takrivu, there's lo taktiru. We talked about the difference yesterday of achilata, I mean in passing, of achilata mizbeach and achilata dam versus korev lemizbeach. We have a concept of hagasha, but we don't do the hagasha if we're not going to do the akrava. There's some very, very delicate interrelationship. Initially, we thought that the meaning of hutar michlolo is that the Isser in the Torah is bringing it on the Mizbeach, and therefore Hutar Mechlalo would have to be the only case we could think of is the Nedava, where we literally put Chametz on the Mizbeach, which of course doesn't exist. What Rav Amram points out is that the Torah is passing Sa'or Udvash as a korban, not as something that you burn on the Mizbeach, as a korban. So you'll say, so I don't understand, but the shtei halachim isn't a korban. It's just made and eaten. It's nothing goes on the mizbeach. Comes along Rav Amram to say, if the kifsei atzeret are the matir of the shtei halachim, and that is their purpose, then they are a korban. And therefore, if you're putting something on the mizbeach, the blood of the shnei kvasim, that is a carbon of chometz. An amazing insight. Because this is how I'm bringing the carbon of chometz. A carbon doesn't mean to burn on the mizbeach, you see? Okay. It's brilliant. He expands the definition of carbon, which is going to concern us later on. But the idea over here is you can't bring this as a gift to me. I don't care how it's brought as a gift. The way you're bringing it as a gift is by using the kvasim to be matir this, and then I give it to the kohanim off of my table. Now that ought to be aser, based on kol se'or. And yet it's not aser. That's what I'm calling hutar michlalo. That's shocking. So it's a completely new idea. If that's the case, however, then why don't we say the same thing about the Bikurim? So then the Bikurim of Kol Dvash, you say, well, we don't put that on the Mizbeach. You don't put it on the Mizbeach, but you just said you don't need to put it on the Mizbeach. Now, we know that the Bikurim were brought together with, they were decorated with little doves. When you bring the basket of the Bikurim. And then those birds are brought as a korban, as an oila, and the baskets themselves are given to the Kohanim, and so on. So why isn't that the same thing? Why am I not bringing Dvash in that sense? Because I'm bringing up these Bikurim with a carbon. That seems to be the same. Asks the Gemara, if that's the case, Yachi Bikurim Nami? Because after all, the Tanan, it says, Beferush in the Mishnah Bikurim, Hagozalot Shagave HaSalim.
There's young birds that were on top of the baskets carrying the fruit of the Bikurim. Hayu olot. They were brought as korbanot, and the salim shebiyadam, they were given to the Kohanim. And of course, that's a very naive question. There never was a chiddush in Rav Amram that you cannot bring a korban together with dvash. All he was saying is that you could have an integrated korban of sa'or and behema. The gozalot and the bikurim have nothing to do with each other. They're decorations. What did the Torah ever say? Bring a korban with bikurim. There's no such thing. There's no korban bikurim. And therefore, bring whatever you want. I mean, it's a covet to the bikurim. You're calling that a hakrova of bikurim, for heaven's sakes. Answers the Gemara, hanala ater bikurim uda'atu. Those are only coming as decorations. But when you're talking about the shtei alechem, the kvasim are, they're actually waved together with the lechem. Remember that they become linked. We called that zika before with them. I mean, that's a whole different idea. We use the dam to be matir. For heaven's sakes, what comparison is that to here? Rav Amram obviously was talking about something technical and profound, not just anything that you bring with dvash. Therefore, they're not really considered to be part. And by the way, the interrelationship of the minchatam v'nizkehem balayla, afilo balayla, minchatam v'nizkehem afilo lemachar, is precisely why Ira's question is actually addressed. I do not bring wine as the korban. But I'm using it together with the korban. I could bring it without the korban. I don't need to bring it with the korban. That's why the Torah is saying at some point, decorate your korban by bringing the nesachim. But they're really not linked. That's the point, and we've accessed that idea a number of times in this Masechta. Boy Rami Bar Choma Mirav Chista. We began this sugya with a description of a new iser called mimenu. We linked so'or, dvash, and mimenu, meaning kosh mimenu le'ishim. So we have three iserim that are all put together with one lo takriva. Okay, so I want to understand the mimenu, because the simple meaning of mimenu is an item, part of which was put on the mizbeach, the rest of it becomes osir to put on the mizbeach, right? And now what you have done, Rav Amram, has opened up our minds to a whole new question. Because the mimenu can be literal, meaning if I have a mincha and I put some of it through the komets onto the mizbeach, the rest of the mincha becomes prohibited. Okay, that literally is mimenu. But in this broadening of the terms of what the korban consists of, I've got a different question. Suppose I bring a chatat ta'ov. None of the basar of a chatat ta'ov is put on the mizbeach. None of the emurim. The only thing that gets on the mizbeach of a chatat ta'ov is dam. Now, in the broadest sense, you just said that the dam of the kifsei atzeret is actually part of the same korban, so it would be mimenu. So now, if I took the dam of the chatas, would that create an iser lav on the mimenu of the basar of the chatas to put on the mizbeach? Or does mimenu have to be the actual item? And only haktorah, because mimenu laktir. Is there a difference between the haktorah and the actual hakrova or not? Now that's my question. The reason that I'm questioning this is because when you said before kol sa'or v'chol devash and mimenu, you said lo taktiru. Lo taktiru means don't burn. Then you turn around and you say korban reishistas. You make him into a korban. Wait a minute. First you said don't burn. Then you said make them into a korban. But now you've defined korban as being different than burning. So which one really defines the mimenu? I mean, it's so beautiful, the way that it's arranged. It wasn't even asked on that level. Right? In other words, it was asked separately from this. But in arranging the Gemara, the sensitivity to what the implications of the sugya is immediately puts things into its place. So now we have Rami Bar Chama's discussion with the Rav Chista, without putting it in this context, we never would have understood fully the issues that they were taking into consideration. We now understand his question. Hama'ale mipsar chatata of agabe mizbeach mabu. Koshem mimenu leishim. We darshan before anything that is balted, that is taktiru. So whatever goes to the fires, well, nothing goes to the fires. So amarachmanahai en mimenu leishim. There's nothing going to the fire when it comes to the chatata of at all. Odilma Koshishmo Korban. Is it called a korban? I mean, after all, the very next word of Lo Taktiru is Korban Reishis Takrivu Otam. Korav, Korav, Korban Takriv, Mashenke Lo Taktiru. Which one is the definitive one? Is it the burning that's definitive, or is it the korban that's definitive? If it's korban, Hainami Shmo Korban. I mean, clearly the referral to oath in the Torah is as im ola korbano mina oaf, and so on. That's called korban. Nothing to do with the issue. And Rav Chista answered him, it's definitely defined by korban. Kol shishmo korban, v'hainami shmo korban, and therefore ein hachinami. You put the dam on the mizbeach, kol shemimenu liyishim applies. Because in the broadest sense, this is being put on the mizbeach. Ketanoi. Actually, it's not so simple. This is really a machlok ketanaim. Rav Eliezer Omer, the way to clearly understand the iser mimenu is dafka kol shemimenu liyishim. It means that literally. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it doesn't. It means kol shishmo korban. And this is actually the source of Rav Chista's psak. Because it was Rav Chista who commented on that braita when they asked in the Beit Midrash, my binayu, said Rav Chista, the difference between the two shitot is specifically this case. See, he already had anticipated the question of Rami Bar Chama, which is why he was instantly able to respond. I can tell you, since the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, when he argues with one person, I have a bracha that says Beferish, that is in terms of the korban. So I had already foreseen your question and recognized that it was specifically that they were arguing about, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. So it's Bisar Chatata Of Ike Beinayu. Rav Amar, there's another very interesting example of what's Beinayu, the Luk Shem and Shel Metzorah. Because the Luk Shem and Shel Metzorah is not given on the fire. And yet it is definitely called a korban. How do I know? The Tani Levi, when we find in Parshat Pinchas that everything is given to the Kohanim, Ze Yelecha Mikodash HaKodashim, Kol Korbanam. What does Kol Korbanam mean? That's coming to be Marba, even a Luk Shem and Shel Metzorah that is called Kol. Therefore, the broadest sense, it's part of the korban. Nonetheless, none of it is given Liyishim. And therefore, the difference is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, since it's called a korban, it's considered to be kol shemimenu liyishim, don't put on the mizbeach. And if you would, you'd be in big trouble. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Elazar, this is something that is not given liyishim, there's no iser in burning it on the mizbeach. Tana Rabbana. With, let's say that the Torah would have just said the word so'or lo taktiru. Then I would say, what does that mean? Kuloi. Something that is completely sa'or lo taktir. It's not something that was affected by sa'or lo taktir. Don't put a fruit on the mizbeach. Don't put a sourdough on the mizbeach. That's what it would have said. But now that it said kol sa'or, remember that we were referring to this without knowing of what we speak earlier. We said, whatever that kol is coming to be marba, why did it need to say it separately for dvash and for sa'or? But we never explained. And what does that kol come to be marba? Now we're going to explain. The Braita says, what is the point of kol? Because had it said sa'or, I would have said, okay, that's only kula. But how do I know that if you've got something that is partially sa'or and partially something else, that I'm also not allowed to be bacteria? Talmud lomar kol. How about if the sa'or is mixed in such a way that I can't identify anything that is sa'or here? It's an ingredient, a leavener. Well, big deal. Maybe over there, if it doesn't have anything be'en, maybe it would be okay. Eruvo minayin, Talmud lomar ki kol. So now I know whether it's literally a piece of sourdough that I'm bringing up in its entirety, or whether the haktara consists of half of this, that there isn't really a kezayit of the sa'or, or, and we're going to get into the shear in a moment issue, or even if I don't see any sa'or that's detectable to me, all of it is awesome. Now, I'm not quite sure I understand the difference between miktzato and eruvo. I mean, miksato usually means it's mixed. There's a difference between eruvo miksato. Maika omar, what exactly is it saying? Omar abaya, what it's saying is like this. Hokikama. So or lo taktiru, if that's all that it said, then I would have said, okay, so or lo taktiru is haktara, is always defined as a minimum of a kizayit, is the shear of haktara. How do I know that even a chatzi zayit on its own, you cannot be mocked here? So chatzi zayit minayo, because all I see of the sa'or is a half a zayit of sa'or. Talmud lomar kol sa'or lo takriv. How about if it's mixed with matzah, so that I don't see it at all, that nonetheless it's also Talmud lomar the kikol, and that's the even bitarovet, and even if altogether it's pachot mikizayit. Rova omar, no, you got it wrong. Sa'or lo taktiru, ein li ela. I don't know where you get this kizayah jazz. The shear that we're talking about is a komet. Now, how about if it would be less than a komet? Minai. How do I know that even that is considered to be part of this iser? Even though the shear of haktara itself, normally I could say would be a kizayit, and we're going to talk about this in a moment. So ein li ela komets, chatzi komets binayin. How do we know, since we're talking about a mincha, and the part of the mincha that we're talking about putting on the mizbeach is a komet. So how do we know that even less than a komet is aser? But it would still need a shear of a kizayit. I mean, it does say taktiru. So how do I know that? Talmud lomar, kol. How do I know if it isn't nikar at all? Eruvo minayin, talmud lomar, kikol. So, I mean, what's the underlying machloket over here and how to understand the pasuk? The ma'akam iflage. It's very simple, you see. Abaya sovar, yesh komets, pachot mishnei zeitim. The question over here is, what is a standard measurement of a komet? Abaya says that a komet can include a very small hand that is less than two zeitim. And if it's less than two zeitim, then I would have to understand the posek that is saying kol as being marbe, even a chatzi shir. But if it's a chatzi shir, then it's less than a kezayit as well, you see. Now Tosus asks the obvious question. What do you mean? Say that it's less than a komet, but more than a kezayit. I mean, the fact that ein be kezayit, ein be komet shnei zeitim doesn't mean that we have to go down to less than a kezayit. There's this, again, according to Rava, we've got two whole zeitim plus. So if the Torah says you don't need a komet, then obviously all it's telling me is you still need the kezayit, but you don't need the komet. The Gemara is assuming that according to Abaye, since we have no room for two kezayitim in the komet, I mean, after all, you know, a kezayit could be a chazan ishir, and then you would need a giant to be able to hold two of them. So then maybe the point here is that it's less even than the kezayit. Cut it straight down the middle. If you cut it down the middle, you're cutting through the kezayit part in the middle, you see. According to Rava, if you cut it down the middle, you're still cutting the two kezayitim apart. But according to Abaye, there are no two kezayitim. So you have to cut it down the middle, and now you're left with less than a kezayit on either side. So again, Tosus asks, but why do it that way? Why cut it down the middle? Why not cut it at some arbitrary point to have a picture in your mind of a kezayit up to, let's say, 80%, and the rest from 80% to 100% spells the difference between a kezayit and a komet. Now cut the line at the 80%, remaining at the kezayit. So that, Tosus says, is just simply not the way to understand a pasuk that says kikol. Because then what it's telling you is that even a chatzi shir is okay. Chatzi shir could be any amount. So if it's any amount, unless, of course, there were two different units that are included in the amount, then not. That would be like Rava. But like Abaye, if there's no two other units, then what it's telling me is that you can't be makbid on a particular unit. That's just as far as Abaye. So since Abaye holds yesh kovetz pachot mishnei zeitim, therefore, it's teaching us that yesh haktara pchuta mikezayit. What this is coming to tell me is that in terms of this halacha, and because of it, remember we had a machloket earlier, which is dependent very much on this sugya, even though we have stirot, it also points out the stirot. What would be the din? We just had this before. What would be the din if I bring the komets in two stages? And that was dependent on this question about yesh haktara pachot mikizayit or not. Remember, that was the question. Hiktir komtza pa'mayim. Is it kosher or not? That depends on this machloket here. So if I learn yesh haktara pachot mikizayit from here, then that means that it's still considered to be the komets that the Torah said don't bring as dvash or sa'or. Even though it's less than a kizayit, it's still an act of haktara. That's the machloket. Whereas according to Rava, ein komets pachot mishnei zeitim. Therefore, when the Torah says, well, split it in half. Okay, split it in half, but I still had a zayit in each half, you see. And therefore, I cannot use the word that Abaye used, less than a kizayit. I don't have any makor for saying less than a kizayit. Of course, you need a kizayit. And ein haktara pachuta mikizayit. So what's the big chiddush over here? The big chiddush is that even though it's not ben, that's the big chiddush. Now, before we get to this next sugya, we need just to mention for a moment the concept again of lav shebichlolot. Lav shebichlolot, there's many, many machlokas in Ramban and Rambam about how exactly the details here in the Sefer HaMitzvot, how exactly the details here specify what the meaning is of a lav shebichlolot. But in general, the concept is that when the Torah says a lot of things that are included in one iser, that's not a real lav. You don't get malchus on it. It's not counted as one of the taryag mitzvot. It's more a generalized moral principle. A lav has a very specific meaning. There needs to be an azara, there needs to be an onesh, and it's compared specifically to a model. That's what's most important. Where the Torah says that our ba'im yakenu, which is the din of malchus, it follows with an absolutely crazy non sequitur. Our ba'im yakenu lo taksom shor b'tisho. What? There's absolutely no connection between the two. Learns the Gemara that the point of that is to take lo tachsom shor b'disho as a model for where malkut on lavim apply. So where is it an azhara and an onesh on a lav that makes it a technically feasible lav? Now, one of the things, because we learn out, it has to have a maaseh, for instance. That's a concept that everybody's familiar with. But how about the fact that lo tachsom shor b'disho is a well-defined single issue? If you start throwing moral principles at me, like lo tochlu al adam, don't eat before you daven on your blood, don't eat before you remove the blood, don't eat in an ugly way, whatever. I mean, these are moral principles. But we are talking over here, lo tachsom shor b'disho, you have a well-defined act that the Torah is asking. Now let's take a look at our pasuk. Do we have a well-defined act that the Torah is asking? So a number of things come to mind. We've used this same lo taktiru for se'or, for davash, and for mimenu. That itself starts making us a little suspicious. Can you use one lav for many things? Even though, I mean, there's no real connection between them. Especially the mimenu. I mean, that's really strange. It doesn't have anything to do with what it is. It's just a question of whether part of it was already brought on the mizbeach. Well, it's interesting. For that, we have, in this week's parsha, a model. And that is, what exactly is the Kohen God allowed to marry? Almana, grusha, chalala, et elu loyika. That's a real law. Even though it lists three things, right? You have an almana, grusha, chalala, zona, and those are considered to be lavi, even though there's only one lo on them, because each one is well-defined. But what bothers us here in this sugya is that the se'or isn't well-defined anymore, and the devash isn't well-defined anymore, because we've got these three dinim in each one of them. An actual haktara of se'or or devash, a haktara of something that contains se'or or devash, a haktara of something in which the se'or or devash is amorphously within. Now, there's two ways of understanding that. There's one way of understanding it is, look, that there's one clear-cut lav, don't bring sa'or, and we want to expand that to mean, and don't think it's only if the sa'or is visible, even if it's not visible, and don't think it means only. That's the simple way of understanding it. The problem is that since this violates our norms, both in terms of the shiur, in terms of whether it's considered to be an actual actor or it's not, and since it violates our norms, we could look at it as a whole new idea. Avoid sa'ar. That's amorphous again. Avoid sa'ar. It's more of a moral principle. Avoid sa'ar on the mizbeach. Now that's a question whether this type of idea is also included in the idea concept of lav shebichlolot. And furthermore, whether we can take a separate malchus For even if you hold it's not a lav shebechlalo, it would be a separate malchus of lo taktiru on sa'ar, lo taktiru on dvash, lo taktiru on mimenu. Suppose you did all of that together. Suppose you mixed the sa'ar and dvash. So now you've got a mixture, a taroves of both sa'ar and dvash. There's a number of different ways of looking at this. Separate malkut for sa'ar, separate malkut for dvash, and then separate malkut for the idea of the mixture of the kikol. Another way of looking at it, well, the things that are mentioned beferish you get malkus on, but there's only one malkus. Another way of looking at it is you don't get malkus at all, because you've made it so broad that it's no longer a specifically well-defined law. These three shitot we're going to find now in this sugya. So says the Gemara Itma, Hamahle Misor Umidvash. And Rashi understands this to mean, which is the most clear-cut understanding of the sugya, mixed together. Al Gabea Mizbeah. Omar Rabba, well, you'd get Malkus because of Sa'or. You'd get another Malkus because of Dvash. And just to finish you off, you'll get another Malkus because of the Reboy of the Eruv of the Sa'or. And you'll get a fourth Malkus to bust you with the Eruv of the Dvash. Ha! How do you like that? So we get you for the Lo Taktiru Sa'or. Lo Taktiru Dvash. Lo Taktiru Kol Sa'or. Lo Taktiru Kol Dvash. Abaya says, oh, for heaven's sakes, ain't lokina lav shebichlolot. Now, some say what he means is you don't get any malchus at all, and some say it means you get one malchus for this whole thing. So ikide amri chada mialaki. The ikide amri, so one says, look, there's one lav over here. That lav goes on all of the others, and therefore you'll get at least that malchus. So the sa'or, the dvash, and so on are all coming from the same iser. But the ain't get the other man, the Omer holds, you don't even get chodah. Chodah nami lo lucky. Why? Because it's not well defined. Dolo miyachid lave kalav de chasima. The lav is not defined as well as it is in the model for Malkus, which is lo tachson shor b'disho, that follows the pilo ha-shofet arbaim yakenu. And therefore, it wouldn't even be a properly defined Azhara. If it's not a properly defined Azhara, you can't get Malkus on it at all. V'shtei alechem lo yikarvu nidavah is what you're claiming. V'atanya im ne'emar kol sa'or, lama ne'emar kol dvash, v'im ne'emar kol dvash, lama ne'emar kol sa'or. V'pnei sh'yesh b'sa'or ma'sheim b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash ma'sheim b'sa'or. Sa'or hutar mecholol b'migdash, but dvash lo hutar mecholol b'migdash. But Dvash, Utar B'Shiari Minachot, and Sar Lo Utar B'Shiari Minachot. Ha Mipnei Sheyesh B'Sar Mashem B'Dvash. V'Yesh B'Dvash Mashem B'Sar. Hutzrach Lomar Kol Sa'or. Hutzrach Lomar separately Kol Dvash. Now, I'm asking you, what do you think the Braita means when it says Sa'or is Hutar Michlolo B'Migdash Ma'iniyu? The only case I could think of is that we must use the Shtei Alechem as a model for an Adava, and then we bring part of it on the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Amram, no, we're not talking about on the Mizbeach. We're talking about as a korban, li karev imahem, which is a reference to the Kivsiat Seret. Well, then, couldn't you say the same thing about the Bikurim, Nami? Ditznan ha-gozalot sha'agabe ha-salim, hayu olot, va-salim shebi-adam nitanim le-kohanim? So, we do bring some of the Bikurim on the Mizbeach by bringing the gozalot. Ah, come on, that's only la'ater Bikurim u'diatu. It's not really part of the Bikurim. Why Romi Bar Choma Mirav Chista? Hama'ale mibisar chatata of agabe amizbeach mahu. Koshim imenu le'ishim, amarachman avahai, ain't imenu le'ishim at all. Al Dilma koshishmo korban, as the next word indicates. Korban reshita se. Vai nami shmo korban. Omale, it definitely koshishmo korban. Vai nami shmo korban. And in fact, this is a machloket Tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer omer koshim imenu liishim. Rabbi Akiva omer koshishmo korban. My binayu, the very same Rav Chista who answered Rami Bar Choma, was the one who had explained the machloket Tanaim as being a reference to psar chatat ofik binayu. Rav says it's also a question about the lok shemer shemetzore, is it not? The Tani Levi kol korbanam calls the Luk Shemen Shemetzora a korban and gives it to the Kohanim. Therefore, even though none of it is given Le'ishim, which of course is itself something that should have rung some alarm bells, since it's brought together with the Asham, Why not say the Yashem is, again, the Rishonim point out that the connection is very loose between the Lukshema to the Yashem. It's not the same as the connection of the Kivsei Atzeret to the Shteh Alechem. Tana Rabbanan, let's say what it just said, Se'or lo taktiru, Se'enei me'ele kulo, mitzato minayin, Talmud lomar kol se'or, how about a ruvo minayin, Talmud lomar ki kol se'or, my komar, omer abay yachi komar. Se'or lo taktiru eni'ele kezayit, chatzi zayit minayin, Talmud lomar kol, a ruvo where it's not be'en minayin, Talmud lomar ki kol, ruvo amar hachi komar. Se'or lo taktiru eni'ele kometz, chatzi kometz, but still a kezayit minayin, Talmud lomar kol, a ruvo minayin, Talmud lomar ki kol. But my come if the Rav and Abaye, Abaye is of our yesh kometz pachot mishnei zeitim. In which case, if we're cutting it into two, we're forced to conclude that yesh akarab chutavik is zayit. Whereas Rav Amar ain kometz pachot mishnei zeitim, and therefore ain akarab chutavik is zayit, and therefore we have no basis for saying the chiddush that you would be chayiv on pachot mikizayit. Itma. Hamaale misa'oru midvash, according to Rashi, mixed agabe amizbeah. Omar Rabba loke mishum sa'or, loke mishum dvash, loke mishum eruve sa'or, since he brought it together with dvash, umishum eruve dvash, since it was brought together with sa'or. Abay omar ain lokin on lav shebechlalut. So ikide amre chodami aloki, I mean, that's certainly the lav of lo taktiru. That is well defined. Ikadiyami even chodololoki. Dolomi yachid lave kilav de chasima.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. So, we're holding on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The last thing we learned was that the Osam, that means Rabbi Yochanan, just to review for a moment, we were talking about the Isser of being Mala, anything to the Mizbeah, which was Mimenu, the Yishim. So the Shaila was, what was the meaning of Se'or Udvash Korban Reishis Takliva Osam? Because we had a machlokis as to whether being Mala to the Kevesh was the same as being Mala to the Mizbeah. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayav even alola kevesh. According to Rabbi Elazar, you're potter. So Rabbi Elazar, the reason Rabbi Elazar said you're potter is because it says, so advash korban reishis takliva osam, and the osam is going on kevesh lamizbeach. It's elamizbeach lo yam. What? So advash korban reishis takliva osam. That other things, however, would not be chayav, let's say, so advash, or Basachatas, would not be chayav on halal kevesh, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayav on everything in halal kevesh. So according to him, the osam, what was it for? And we learned out yesterday that osam is to tell me that these karbonis of sarud vash, namely shteh alecha and bikurim, respectively, are the only things that can be brought. But there's no nedava that can be brought that is similar to the shteh alecha and to the Bikuri. So today the Gemara asks, we're about one quarter of the way down. The Gemara asks, that how can you say, Shtei Halechem, Lo Korban Nedava? How can you say that Shtei Halechem is not brought also as Nedava? V'atanya im ne'emar kol se'or, loma ne'emar kol devash. V'im ne'emar kol devash, loma ne'emar kol se'or. The din of kol, which we'll see later on, comes to be marve, even less than a shiur, is said both on zor and on vash. Why didn't the Torah just say kol on one of them? And then I would know that the same way, let's say, kol sa'or is even a chati shiur. So too, the dvash is also even a chati shiur, or vice versa. Why does it have to say kol sa'or and kol dvash?
Because either one of which had been said, we would not have been able to learn the other one from it. For instance, Seor hutar michlalo b'migdash, whereas dvash lo hutar michlalo b'migdash. Seor is something, now this doesn't make sense yet, but the Gemara will explain it in a moment. So Seor is something which is mutter in the migdash. I put it there to discourage him. Somehow or other, which the Gemara will explain, there is a heter to bring Seor in the Beis HaMikdash, and that you don't find by Dvash. On the other hand, Dvash, Huter b'Shiorei Menachot, that you're allowed to eat Shiorei Menachot L'moshcha. L'moshcha, it says in the Torah, all of the matnas put in L'moshcha. L'moshcha, the Gemara learns, means B'derech Gedula, B'derech HaMalachim, I see. It's a Mashiach. So if the Kohen wants to eat it mixed with dvash and the tzagan, whatever he wants to do with it, he can do with it. But he certainly cannot be mechamis it. So that means that dvash has a heter b'shiur in the office. But we learned the Farish that even chelkam, you're not allowed to be mechamis, and therefore there is no heter of chimutz. Therefore, if it would have said one, I would have said, okay, but the other one is not. Because the other one, after all, is Hutter. The Hutter Bechlava Lagate, the Shurim and Arthur, the Hutter Bechlava Bechlava, and the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it needs to say both. Fine. Now, how is this Vigaya Arsadia? Because if it says over here, Sa'or, the Hutter Bechlava Bechlava, where in the world is Sa'or, Hutter Bechlava Bechlava? Mind you, what's it referring to? The only thing that it could possibly be referring to is the Shtei Alechem. Must be that there is a shtei alechem, the korban adama, because otherwise we certainly do not bring up the shtei alechem, the real shtei alechem we don't bring up to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's got to be that there is another korban that we pattern on the shtei alechem that is bringable as an adama. And yet Rabbi Yochanan learns that the whole meaning of a son is to tell me that there is no nedava of the shtei alechem. Omri of Amram lo doesn't mean that it's Uter b'chololoi, that you can bring it. It means likarevi mahem, that it is brought with karbonas that are matir them and are brought with them, namely the kibsei atzeres. So uter b'chololoi, that's something where the Torah of Amayit allows on the mizbeah and wants you to put on the mizbeah a karbon that is brought together with sa'or. So memela, that I might think that the Torah is also mekel. Lagabe, the dinim about that we're trying to learn out from the Isa. Wait a second, if that's what it means, so then dvash is the same thing? Because dvash is a reference to bikurim. Bikurim are also brought with korbanas. Ditznan, you have a bikurim nan? Ditznan. A gozalot shagabe ha salim. They used to bring the bikurim in these beautiful salim, and there were goes a lot that were on top, make everything look beautiful. Then when the goes a lot were brought, they actually brought the goes a lot as Erla Sa'id, and the Salim they would give to the Kohen. Now Salim should be Adam, Nitadim Lekohani. So you could have said the same Lashon that you're saying. Well, after all, Kol Sa'or Chatzi Shiur, I wouldn't have been able to learn Kol Dvash, and vice versa. The difference being that Sa'or is Uter Michloloi, and now you're learning Uter Michloloi is Kipsei Atzeres. You can say, is there Dvash is Uter Michloloi? What's Uter Michloloi? The Erla Sa'if is brought together with the Dvash. It's exactly the same thing. Uter Michloloi means that there's a place where the Torah was matured Agavi and Isvea. You wanted to bring a Raya that that's a reference to an unknown Korban, a Nidvash Te'aleka. So you were there for that by saying no. It's actually a reference to the real Shtei Alechem, and the part that's Hutter Mechlolo Agave and Mizbeach is the Kipsei Atzeres. Fine. So I can say exactly this. And that's the reason that Dvash is not similar to Sa'or. In the middle, we need to say both called Sa'or before Dvash. But now, if that's the meaning, then it's not a way in which Sa'or is different than Dvash. Because Dvash, you can say exactly the same thing, the Bikurim, are also brought with a carbon, namely LSA, and it's Hutter Mechlola, that name is man. If that's called Hutter Mechlola, it's called Hutter Mechlola. The Bikurim is fine. Answers the Gemara, what kind of comparison? Sternlichem and the Kivsi Atzeres are one carbon, but over here there's no chiyuv to bring gozalot. So they did that in order to look pretty, but it has nothing to do with the chiyuv. There's no linkage between the bikurim as divash and the ayla sa'ayv that you're bringing with it. It's completely coincidental. You decided to bring it. So the meila, there's no hutr mikhloloi that something on the mizbeach is brought, which is a heter of divash.
The mosaic in the Shon Tzipori shows the birds on the side of the basket of bikurim, like the Yushami says, so the fruit should get dirty.
Boy, Rami Bar Kama, Mirav Chista. Hamaale mitzar chatat ha'of agabea mizbeach mahu. What would be the din? This is very interesting. We have kosher b'menu le'ishin. If we take that seriously, literally, kosher b'menu le'ishin, then it means dafka something that was put on the fire, right? But understand that the basar of a chatas, the emurim, put on the fire. But a chatas of nothing is put on the fire. So if that's the case, there's no mimenu le'ishin, because no portion of which was put on the ish. So ma, how do we look at this? Kosher mimenu le'ishim amar Rachmana. Does the term mean literally only that which is put on the ish by a mimenu le'ishim? Or dilma kosher shmo korban, because after all, it says after, right after that. After Lo Taktiru, it says the korban reishis taser son. So it means the lashon of korban is the opposite of the kosher b'menu le'ishim. Right? You know, it's kol saor kol tavash Lo Taktiru b'menu isher la'ashem b'menu isher la'ashem korban reishis. So korban is a definition of what I mean by b'menu le'ishim. If that's the case, certainly an oath is called the korban. Hainami shmo korban says im mina of la korban no the fairish. So calls an oath a korban. Omar le kol shmo korban v'hainami shmo korban. It's not a din in ishim specifically. It's a din in korban. And since an oath is called a korban, bringing basar chatas ha'oath on the mizbeach is a lot. The truth is that it's a machlokas tanoi. Kitanoi. Rabbi Eliezer omer kol shemimenu le'ishim davka. Rabbi Akiva omer kol sheshmo korban. My binayu. What's the practical difference? I'm replaced the basar chatas ha'oath binayu. The only difference is basar chatas ha'oath, which we just said. Rabbi omer has another difference. It's also luk shemen shel mitzera. Luk shemen shel mitzera, nothing of it is put on the mizbeach. However, we find that it is called a korban. The Tani Levi, kol korbanam in Kairav, is marba lok shemet shel metzera. So you see that we call it a korban. And if that's the case, if I would put the lok shemet shel metzera on the ishim, if it's a din in kol sheshmo korban, like Rabbi Akiva says, I would be over and along. If it's a halok and kol sheshmo ishim, I would not be over. Tani Rabbana, let's say the Torah just would have said, so'or lo taktiru. What it does say is, ki kol so'or lo taktiru. Kol so'or. So, so'or lo taktiru would mean, don't bring the entire komets. Say me on a kula. Miktsasa minayin. How do I know even part? We'll see exactly what kula miktsasa is referring to. Talmud omar. Ko. Therefore, it comes to tell me, even if it's only miktsasa. Eruvay minayin. And how do I know if it's mixed with other things that it's also considered to be chayav? And I'll see too what that means in a moment. Talmud lomar kiko. What exactly are the vague references here to eruv and to miktsase? So Abaye says it means like this. So Rabbi Yochi Kohen. So or lo taktiru emi ela kizayit. The meaning of kulo is, I would have thought that dafka, if you bring a kizayit. How do I know, even if you were makti or chati zayit of se'or, you're also chayev minayim? Tamiloma kol. How do I know if it's a ruvo, it's mixed with other things, and it's not nikar minayim? Tamiloma kiko. Rava says, no. Harkikon. Sa'or bal taktiru ein li elo payments. I would have said that davka means the shiur of the entire payment. Chatzi keimetz minayin. How do I know that even a chatzi keimetz, which is more than a kezayis, as we'll see, how do I know that you're chayav on that? Talmud lomar kol. Iruvay minayin. Since according to Rava, you're still going to have a kezayis. So now iruvah takes on another meaning, because now it takes on the meaning of heter mitzvah of liyazim. In other words, I do need a minimum shear of a kezayis because there's no lakhtor of the kezayis. However, I don't need the whole kainis. I take a kezayis of the kainis. But suppose that kezayis itself is made out of an act of haktorah, which includes a kezayis of material, of which part is kainis. So there, how do I know that that is considered to be haktorah of kainis? Eruv minayin. Talmud Lomar Kiko. Now, what the mice are they arguing? The mice of you forget. Abaye Savar Yesh Komets Pachot Mishnei Zikin. Abaye holds the komets itself, there can be Kohanim, whose Kmitza holds less than two Zaysi. In which case, once we're being Marva Mikzas, so we're being Marva Chetzi, we're already being Marva Pachot Mikzayas. If we're being Marva Pachot Mikzayas, then it means that yesh haktora b'chusa mikazayas. If there's haktora b'chusa mikazayas, then obviously there's no need for being mitzaref heter liyisr. Because once it's b'chusa mikazayas, then it's kosher. And whatever it is, there's no particular shiur. In which case, the way of understanding eru is that it's not nikar. It's mixed with other things that aren't zianichimus. Rava amar, whereas Rava holds no. The comet is always at least nezes. In which case, if the Torah is telling you kol, it's at the most being marva half a kometz. Now, when it says ki kol, it's got to be coming to tell me that heter is mitzvah of liyis. So memela still ain't not tzarah plus a mikazayis. Since I need a full kazayis in order to an act of haktorah, the taruva tells me I can be mashing the kazayis for something else. Now, itma. If I bring up Sa'or and Dvash mixed Agabe HaMizbeach, then Tosfos learns that this means that he brings up Sa'or separately, Dvash separately, and the mixture separately. Mixture of Sa'or and Dvash. Now, Lamaisa, cold Sa'or would be Machayev, a mixture of Sa'or and non-Sa'or. Forget about Dvash. Kol dvash would be mechayev, a mixture of dvash and non-dvash. Forget about Sa'or. If I mix now mixas Sa'or, mixas dvash, so then I'm being over on both kol Sa'or and kol dvash in one mixture. So how do I look at that? Or do I get malchus for both things, kol Sa'or or kol dvash? That's it. It's not shayach to be marva malchus on both of them, since it's all one lav really. So Rava says, lo kemishum sa'or, lo kemishum dvash, lo kemishum eruve sa'or, mishum eruve dvash. You'll be chayav on four malchus. One for the dvash, which is be'en, one for the sa'or, which is be'en, which is why Tosfos learns got to be talking about separate sa'or and dvash. Rashi seeks to learn the whole thing that Taruvah does this in the Manushachim. If it is a nikam, you're either going to be chayav on the kol, or you're going to be chayav on the actual sa'or and dvash. What's the point of the Taruvah's once it's already there at the end? Fine. So you'd be chayav four malchus. Abaye omer, ein lokin alav shebichlalut. You don't get malchus on the kol part. You only get malchus on what's mentioned in the Pasuk Beferish. The kol is a general remez that's being marred by other things, but on Ramazim in a Pasuk, that's called lav shebichlalut. Ikri amrichav in Yalaki. Some learn that Abaya is made that the nekuda of kol as one thing is not a lav shebichlalut. As it says, in other words, you're chayav on a taruvas. Ikri amre chodinami lalaki. Where others say there's no lav miyuchad at all on the taruvas. Dolo miyachid lavik alav dechatzima. Since all of the fear of malchus is learned from the smichas of a hipilu ashofet, hipilo ashofet, to losachsum shor b'dishor. So Lo Sakhrom becomes now a paradigm of Chiyuvei Malchus, which is why no one needs to be alive, Shiesh Bo Mais, and so on. But I also learn out that the mode in which the love is expressed needs to be similar to the love of Hasima. Just like the love of Hasima is not a remez, so that's the fairish. This is what is also to do. Therefore, here too, the Sa'or and the Dvash is the fairish. Don't bring Sa'or, don't bring Dvash. But the Chol Sa'or is a general expansion of the love to include other things, and therefore it's not Machayev even once, according to Abide. Certainly it's not possibly. Certainly it's not Machayev twice, because it's all included, all that one mixture is all included in one general love. Gentlemen, it's been a great pleasure this morning.